In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok asks Yehuda Hanani about music he discovered in France this past summer.
We've been talking in our conversations, and I'm very grateful that you do them with us, about your trips around the world. That, of course, leaves us to just yet another place you were, and that's to France.
Yeah, this was the last trip, and I was
But before we go there, I wanted to ask you a personal question, okay?
Okay.
I've been reading one story after another about the French and anti-Semitism, and of course you come from Israel originally. Did you sense it?
I did not sense it directly. People were extremely friendly, but I heard about it around. And I'll tell you, for example, I met a woman. It was in the south of France. I was there for 3 concerts in 4 days. And then I had to rush to Cincinnati to see my students. But there was a small town, La Salle, a charming town. And there was a woman there who is an Israeli woman. She's a psychiatrist. And she is trying... Jewish people were hidden in this town during the war. And the children of those people married a certain mansion in Yad Vashem, which is
the place where all the righteous Gentiles are.
Exactly. And she approached them, and they want to have nothing to do with Israel.
Who does?
The children of people who saved Jewish people during the war, second generation, they said, please leave us out of it. We want to have nothing to do with Israel.
And do you think that that's anti-Semitism as opposed to anti-Israel?
Or what?
Do you think that's anti-Semitism as opposed to anti-Israel?
Because there are a lot of people. I don't separate the two, Alan. I'm sorry.
I don't either, by the way.
I'm sorry. I don't separate the two. It's one and the same. And the only other thing is political pressure and social pressure. Palestinians and Arabs practically control the country at this point. French people don't realize the extent of which there is a woman who survived Auschwitz. She just died at 104, and she was a pianist. And a book appeared about her life, and it was translated into German, into English. And a colleague of mine who knew her son is trying to find a publisher in France to have it translated into French, and no one will come near the book, because they don't want a Palestinian backlash. So this is the background of what's going on there now.
Now, Yehuda, what did you find musically in France?
But this is, this was not my experience, really. I did not go to the big cities. I did not go to Paris. I flew to Lyon, and we went down to the small villages, which are still unchanged, with the goats and the wine and the cheese.
And by the way, for your wife, Hannah, who I know is a health person, Lyon is the... is one of the homes of the most important studies over the years of heart health.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's correct. It's one of the most important. And so she should have been there with you on that one.
I guess she should have, So I'm a very sentimental person. I go for those things, the ancient walls and the climbing vines and the picking grapes from the right from the tree, from the vines.
You can come to my house and do that, too. You don't have to go for this.
You don't have grapes growing on your walls.
Indeed we do.
You grow.
We have a huge grape. It's not the most, they're not the sexiest grapes of all, but they're Concords, and there are a lot of them.
But you don't have cobblestones and
we have some of those,
medieval walls Crusaders ruins and all that stuff.
Yeah, sort of.
The one beautiful thing about France is that they have history. We are very young here compared to them. And that's what really speaks to me very strongly.
Okay, but what did you learn musically while you were there?
It was, by the way, during the train, the terror attack on the train.
Oh, boy.
So here we were again, making music in those idyllic villages while those two Americans saved dozens of lives.
Quite a story.
On the train, quite a story, yeah. So people are living in, I don't know if it's just a denial just a refusal to acknowledge reality. These are the second homes, those little villages, those ancient medieval homes that they reconstructed, and they pretend that it's the same old France that it used to be, but I'm afraid that's not the case.
Well, what about musical?
Musically, I found two interesting discoveries. First of all, a woman came to me after a concert. She was 82, and she said that her father was a French composer who was completely forgotten. He studied with Fauré, together with Ravel and Debussy, and she gave me some music. His name was Bonal, And he's a very serious composer. So I'm delighted to introduce American listeners to some of his music, and we hope to premiere some of his works on Close Encounters with Music in the future. We can listen from his string quartet right now.
Wonderful. Did you find anything else, Yehuda?
Another thing that I discovered was a brilliant young mandolin player. There is a young generation of musicians in France. The economy is in horrible shape. So they play for the love of it. They just get together. They told me that if they organized themselves professionally and charged for tickets, and they would have to give 70%
no kidding
to the government.
Well, do they do
so they said, the hell with it, and they just get together and they play in churches, they compose, they print music. It's a whole industry of not-for-profit by young musicians. Some of them are brilliant. One of them, Vincent, a mandolin player, is making it his mission to sort of make about a renaissance of the mandolin, which historically was a very active instrument. Haydn, Handel, Mozart wrote. Mozart has an aria in Don Giovanni that Don Giovanni sings his aria and accompanies himself on the mandolin. And this guy is a composer. His name is Vincent Baer de Mandé. And I asked him what was the reason for the two last names. And he told me that his grandfather, Baer, was named Baer, which is a Jewish name, was sent on a train.
Wow.
To the camps, and grandmother remarried, and out of respect, he decided to keep both grandfather's names.
So what else are you going to play for?
I played with this man, and he gave me a CD of his. He composed a concerto, which is really, he lives in Marseille, and Marseille is half Muslim at this point.
Yeah. And a lot of dope.
And a lot of dope, a lot of crime, a lot of problems. But it's very interesting because his music that he wrote is almost Arabic in nature.
Thank you.
That was Les Docks from the Massalia Concerto by Vincent Bire de Mondé. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.